This is the reading for November 20th, Amos chapter 7. This is what the Lord God showed me. He was forming a swarm of locusts after the king had taken his share of the first crop and the second crop had just begun growing. When the locusts ate all the crops in the country, I said, "Lord God, forgive us. How could Israel live through this? It is too small already." So the Lord changed his mind about this. "It will not happen," said the Lord. This is what the Lord God showed me. The Lord God was calling for fire to come down like rain. It burned up the deep water and was going to burn up the land. Then I cried out, "Lord God, stop. How could Israel live through this? It is too small already." So the Lord changed his mind about this too. "It will not happen," said the Lord God. This is what he showed me. The Lord stood by a straight wall with a plumb line in his hand. The Lord said to me, "Amos, what do you see?" I said, "A plumb line." Then the Lord said, "See, I will put a plumb line among my people Israel to show how crooked they are. I will not look the other way any longer. The places where Isaac's descendants worship will be destroyed. Israel's holy places will be turned into ruins, and I will attack King Jeroboam's family with the sword." Amaziah, a priest at Bethel, sent this message to Jeroboam, king of Israel. "Amos is making evil plans against you with the people of Israel. He has been speaking so much that this land can't hold all his words. This is what Amos has said. Jeroboam will die by the sword, and the people of Israel will be taken as captives out of their own country." Then Amaziah said to Amos, "Seer, go back right now to Judah. Do your prophesying and earn your living there, but don't prophesy any more here at Bethel. This is the king's holy place, and it is the nation's temple." Then Amos answered Amaziah, "I do not make my living as a prophet, nor am I a member of the group of prophets. I make my living as a shepherd, and I take care of sycamore trees. But the Lord took me away from tending the flock and said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel.' So listen to the Lord's word. You tell me, 'Don't prophesy against Israel and stop prophesying against the descendants of Isaac.' Because you have said this, the Lord says, 'Your wife will become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and daughters will be killed with swords. Other people will measure your land and divide it among themselves, and you will die in a foreign country. The people of Israel will definitely be taken from their own land as captives.'" Amos chapter 8. This is what the Lord God showed me, a basket of summer fruit. He said to me, "Amos, what do you see?" I said, "A basket of summer fruit." Then the Lord said to me, "An end has come for my people Israel, because I will not overlook their sins anymore. On that day, the palace songs will become funeral songs," says the Lord God. "There will be dead bodies thrown everywhere. Silence. Listen to me, you who walk on helpless people, you who are trying to destroy the poor people of this country, saying, 'When will the new moon festival be over so we can sell again? When will the Sabbath be over so we can bring out wheat to sell? We can charge them more and give them less, and we can change the scales to cheat the people. We will buy poor people for silver and needy people for the price of a pair of sandals. We will even sell the wheat that was swept up from the floor. The Lord has sworn by his name, the pride of Jacob, 'I will never forget everything that these people did.'" The whole land will shake because of it, and everyone who lives in the land will cry for those who died. The whole land will rise like the Nile. It will be shaken, and then it will fall like the Nile River in Egypt. The Lord God says, "At that time I will cause the sun to go down at noon and make the earth dark on a bright day. I will change your festivals into days of crying for the dead, and all your songs will become songs of sadness. I will make all of you wear rough cloth to show your sadness. I will make you shave your heads as well. I will make it like a time of crying for the death of an only son, and its end like the end of an awful day." The Lord God says, "The days are coming when I will cause a time of hunger in the land. The people will not be hungry for bread or thirsty for water, but they will be hungry for words from the Lord. They will wander from the Mediterranean Sea to the Dead Sea, from the north to the east. They will search for the word of the Lord, but they won't find it. At that time, the beautiful young women and the young men will become weak from thirst. They will make promises by the idol in Samaria and say, 'As surely as the God of Dan lives, and as surely as the God of Beersheba lives, we promise.' So they will fall and never get up again."
The book of 2 Timothy.
My name is Paul.
I have been arrested and am now a prisoner in Rome. I feel sure that the trial before Nero will end in a sentence of death. I am writing Timothy, my dear son, to encourage him to continue in the fight of faith in his ministry. I am at peace. Luke is with me.
Chapter 1.
From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, a will that contains Christ Jesus' promise of life. To Timothy, my dear child, goodwill, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day when I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did. I remember your tears, and I want to see you so that I can be filled with happiness. I'm reminded of how sincere your faith is. That faith first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. I'm convinced that it also lives in you. You received a gift from God when I placed my hands on you to ordain you. Now I'm reminding you to fan that gift into flames. God didn't give us a cowardly spirit, but a spirit of power, love, and good judgment. So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord or be ashamed of me, his prisoner. Instead, by God's power, join me in suffering for the sake of the good news. God saved us and called us to be holy, not because of what we had done, but because of his own plan and kindness. Before the world began, God planned that Christ Jesus would show us God's kindness. Now with the coming of our Savior Christ Jesus, he has revealed it. Christ has destroyed death, and through the good news, he's brought eternal life into full view. I was appointed to be an apostle and teacher and to spread this good news. For this reason, I suffer as I do. However, I'm not ashamed. I know whom I trust. I'm convinced that he is able to protect what he had entrusted to me until that day. With faith and love for Christ Jesus, consider what you heard me say to be the pattern of accurate teachings. With the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, protect the good news that has been entrusted to you. You know that everyone in the province of Asia has deserted me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord be merciful to the family of Onesiphorus. He often took care of my needs and wasn't ashamed that I was a prisoner. When he arrived in Rome, he searched hard for me and found me. May the Lord grant that Onesiphorus finds mercy when that day comes. You know very well that he did everything possible to help me in Ephesus.